Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the year of the habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some couples have strange rules that developed in their relationship that probably aren't used by other people. Do you think any of you have like one of those things where it's just something we fell into? You may not think that immediately. Then Right. You might hear some of these examples and go, oh. For example, one couple that were surveyed, they get naked anytime they fight. Anytime there's a disagreement. Unless it's like, obviously they must not get in a lot of like public bickering. Around the dinner table or whatever, like she never does the laundry right. Well, that's because you're a dirty old whore. And then they get nude at the restaurant. Probably not happening.
Heard of this before, though.
Yeah,
because it's difficult to be mad at somebody. Like, I'm assuming that the psychology behind it is it's tough to be mad at somebody or to argue with somebody when you're both standing there naked.
It probably makes you aware of your own vulnerability a little bit. And hopefully you're attracted enough to your significant other that you're like, well, this is distracting.
I can't think of anything I'd like to do less than a ritual when all I want to do is be mad. Like, hey, I'm mad and I want to argue. Oh, let me pause for a minute, though, and take all my clothes off.
Okay, but see, that would be hilarious in that moment. If I was pissed and I was like, Hot Wings, I'm so mad that you did this. And then you just started taking your clothes off. I would be like, oh, all right, well, that's a wrench. I didn't expect.
Right.
But okay, pleasant distractions. I appreciate this.
Do you think you'd get numb to it after a while, though?
Depends on the temperature of the room.
Yeah. Can you, but it, like, you're really mad and like you think this is the time we're not doing it. And then your significant other reminds you. So now you're like, take off this stupid.
I wouldn't.
Saying the F word.
Go, I'm not
your
taking
shirt at the window
right now. I'm so angry.
So angry. Mm-hmm. What are we going to eat?
Yeah. I'm going to try this next time.
You are?
Heck yeah, I'm going to try this. If he's getting a little fussy or sassy with me, I'm just going to be like, okay, hold on.
Now yell at me.
Yeah, he'll probably walk away. He'll probably walk away and be like, no, don't do that.
That's what I would do.
One couple said that in their relationship, they both do separate grocery shopping.
Boy, does that seem like a hassle.
It does. I would just want to learn what the other person wants.
And that's a rule?
Maybe not like a written down in stone rule, but that's one of the things they do.
Yeah, that just seems
one couple reported
weird.
That their unique thing is they live in a duplex. Each has their own side. That
I just don't understand.
Seems weird.
What kind of a relationship are you in where you think I'd like to have a different residence?
Do you feel judged, Kelly?
It's me. Hi.
I'm the problem. It's
we
me.
Do have two different houses.
But you already had them. I mean, the idea that you would go, okay, let's go buy a duplex and live on opposite sides of it.
Right.
Seems weird to me. You know, if you want to get away from your partner for a little bit, and everybody does sometimes, there's other rooms. Or get in the car and take a drive, or go grocery shopping for a while, or take a walk in the park. Like actually having separate living quarters seems so weird to me.
There are a lot of people, and I remember my grandparents growing up did not sleep in the same room because my grandpa snored.
Yeah.
So if I had a duplex, especially now, because we're getting married and we still don't live together, and we haven't really talked about it because financially it makes sense for me to keep my house and use it as an income property and stay at his house when I have guests. But if I could find a duplex where I could set up one side for guests, but also use it myself if I ever needed to, just because I wanted to go read and he wants to play mandolin or something stupid like that. But I do think it's healthy, especially if your partner snores or doesn't sleep in the same kind of pattern that you do, to be able to have a separate room to go to.
But a separate room is different than a separate, separate whole house.
I want to be together at the end of the night. I like that. That's important to me.
Yep.
I do understand wanting your own space or being able to have that independent area where you can work or you can be creative. But totally different living quarters because you don't want to go to sleep together at night. That would be so sad to me.
That's what garages or man caves or she sheds are for. Yeah.
Wouldn't want to be hey, what are you doing this afternoon? Cool. Maybe I'll pop over.
Hey, I'm going to go back over to my house right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Packing a bag gets a little old.
Yeah.
All right. What else? How about this one? They made a deal. They are not going to see or deal with each other's families. They go to family functions alone. Holidays like Christmas. They both just said, I'll deal with my family. You deal with your family.
I just don't think that's a healthy relationship. I mean, I get that.
What if both families are toxic? It might be the only way it's healthy.
I mean, if there's a real contention there, then, you got to do what you got to do, I suppose. But otherwise, if it's just I just don't like hanging out. I find it boring. They just suck it up, man. It's your partner. You're there to support each other in those moments.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't get it. I feel like you're not really in a partnership then if you're I don't want to ever see your family. Because I get bored.
It's just too important to me for that to be a thing.
Right. All right. This next one is a terrible idea. And I know it works. This couple says it works for us. They're the only ones. It's not going to work for me.
Okay.
Not going to work for you. It's a disaster waiting to happen. We have all of our fights over text.
No.
Wow,
if we start to get
exactly
angry in person,
we will
go away from each other and text. They said it forced us to slow down and respond without blurting stuff in anger. It also creates a paper trail so that later someone can say, well, you said.
Oh, so
no,
you can
I didn't.
Pull out the receipts. Oh, that's very
terrible.
Yeah, usually arguments start because of text.
Yeah, I feel like texts give me the ability to be colder, to be more just meaner if I want to, because I'm not in front of the person. And a lot of times I get frustrated and I'll just text something out and then send it and read it later and be like, that was a little mean. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
My bad.
Well, and even if you're going out of your way to say the right things or to.
Yeah.
It's so open to interpretation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that sounds terrible.
I think that is terrible advice.
You gotta be liberal with the emojis.
Yeah, emojis.
Yes,
help. So true, Steve.
Smiley faces,
hearts,
winky faces.
But if you're in the middle of an argument, then those meanings change greatly.
I mean, to avoid the argument.
Yeah.
If you're saying something that could be read in a way where somebody could take it poorly.
But this is when you're already in an argument and they leave the room in text. They're already mad. So I wouldn't even know how to use an emoji in that way. You go, oh, I'm going to put a smiley face to soften this blow. But then the other person's going to read it as passive aggressive. Oh, nice smiley face. F you.
Just end it all with
this is all terrible.
End all of your messages with eggplant, peach, and then squirt.
Right?
Yes, obviously. Squirt. Yeah, yeah. It's always
it'd be good
the go-to.
Number four. This one I said already, buying a duplex and living separately. Number five. They call it their chicken nugget tax. Same thing with like fast food French fries or anything. The rule is if you're going to start to snack before everyone can, like if you were making nuggets at home, they explain it. Before you have one, as they're going to be plated and shared with the entire family, you have to bring one to the other person wherever they are in the house.
Okay. That seems a
what?
I like Meg. It might end up hurting your feelings because I'm probably going to eat them and then remember that I was supposed to give you one. It feels like you're setting me up for failure here, and I don't care for that.
It seems unnecessary. If you want one, come get one.
Yeah,
nuggets are done. I'm going to have one.
Yeah,
and if I go get McDonald's for the family, you're GD right. Those fries are getting fry taxed on the way there.
Yeah.
Whatever bag I grab. Sorry. Well, looks like they didn't fill yours all the way. Mine's still packed full.
Well, that's when you just eat from all of them.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. They underfilled all, yeah, they all four. All
crazy. There was a day.
This one's only got six.
There was a day a couple weekends ago where we didn't have any breakfast. And then we decided, okay, we're going to get Culver's for the whole family, which is like $2,000.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. we have so many kids. So we go. And by the time we get there, like I leave the house, I'm like, I'm not that hungry. Drive 1.5 miles. I am starving. So the way it works, if you've never been to one of those, is the kids all get a free scoop of custard with sprinkles. And they hand you that at the window. And then you go wait, and they bring you the food. Yeah. With the kids' meal, you get a free scoop.
Oh, okay. I'm past kids' meal. All right.
So.
Wow.
I'm starving, and I look over, and now there's six scoops of custard. And I'm like, all right, take a bite of the vanilla one with sprinkles. That's pretty good. Mix it a little so you can't see it. Now I want another one. Hey, this vanilla has some Oreo stuff on top. Like those. Boom. I hit all six. I probably had a full thing of custard waiting in line. And then the good thing is custard melts so fast. By the time we get home, they all had no idea. They're like, thanks for the custard. Mm. You bet. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
Dad, did you get one for you? Nah, didn't want any.
Didn't need it, kid.
You know dad's
fools.
You short little dummy.
They do not think dad's fit. Let's make that very clear because they make it very clear. Mm-hmm. Well, you're old. Okay. Well, good luck buying stuff.
I like your stomach, Dad. It's like a pillow.
Oh,
that one does happen.
That one did happen to me. That one happened with Liam.
Okay, this one. On-demand makeout sessions. And anytime you can say, I need 30 seconds of kissing. That's their family rule. Or roughly 30 seconds. They don't get on a stopwatch or whatever. Not family rule. It's like the significant others. You can't like say it to the stepkid.
I like that one.
Yeah,
I think that's a good one.
I think that one's okay.
I got to have some tongue. I got to have enough tongue every day. I'll look at Ross sometimes. I'm like, you got to give me some tongue. You can't just be on.
Do you say it that way?
Yeah. I'm like, give me some tongue.
Give me some tongue.
Yeah. And he laughs at me every time. And then he kind of does it. But he'll just do these, like, every time we kind of pass each other, he'll, you know, put a hand on me or rub me or something or kiss me. But if he kisses me more than a couple times and it's just pecking, mm-hmm. like, no, give me some tongue. Don't be doing that.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's all right. That's good.
Yeah, I get similar.
Just lick you.
Yeah.
Just licks your forehead
right in your ear.
He has done that before, actually.
Yeah, I would definitely do that.
Like you're all right.
Yeah.
This one, Clayton writes, my wife and I shower together every day.
Oh, I love that.
That's a good idea.
I love
I wouldn't want to do that every day. I mean, I think it's fun sometimes, but man, mm-hmm. there are other times like I just want my elbow room. I want my own heat,
mm-hmm.
you know. Want my own songs being sung. Sometimes you just need a solo concert.
Sometimes you
know?
Just got things to do.
Yeah,
you got
absolutely.
Places to be.
It's fine. Like duets are fun, man. But sometimes you just got to be the solo artist.
This couple says we have a no checking in rule. There is zero pressure to call or text when you're out of town or away all day. The other person is not allowed to get offended or upset. What do you think of that one?
I always think that's funny. You're not allowed to do something. But I think
they're saying they don't have
there's
to.
There's no pressure to.
Yeah, I mean,
like
I
there's
think,
no like, yeah, hey, think, you, where you been all day?
Yeah, I think you should, you know, I mean, if you're in a healthy relationship, you probably want to anyway. Just like, hey, man, what's up? Or, hey, lady, how you doing?
Yeah, you know? I want to check in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like especially when I was gone,
just saying,
when
hey,
I was
I've
gone last
busy.
Week, I wanted to check in. What are you doing? What are the boys doing?
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone burned down any of the rooms in our house?
Yeah.
You know.
But being understanding too that if your partner, like you, Freebeer, are at a basketball game, Kayla might needs to be understanding that you might not be able to check in for another hour or so,
right.
And not be like, why are you ignoring me?
Right.
You
yeah.
know.
Yeah, that would be absurd. If yeah. and she would not do that. So yeah.
Yeah,
I think it was different before kids because it could just be a text if we were traveling for the show, just a quick text back and forth. Hey, how's travel going? Everything good?
Yeah.
What are you up to back at home?
I'd like to know.
But now it's when we travel, there's a set time. Hey, be sure to FaceTime before the kids go to bed.
Right. Right. All right. This one, I don't know if this is a good idea, but it's this couple's thing they use to break the tension is when things get heated, if voices get raised, either person can call for a whisper fight where then you're only allowed to whisper.
I like that. Another one that would kind of take the seriousness.
That's
out
what
of
they
it.
Said. You can't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah.
When you're whisper fighting. I can't believe you did this to me. You're thinking. You need to consider my feelings. That's what you. It's ridiculous.
Your feelings.
I mean, maybe.
You need to consider my feelings.
I don't know. I've had plenty of whisper fights in my life. It's just that there were other people nearby.
Yes. Yeah. That's like gritting your teeth getting through it.
I've done it already.
It'd be. I think it only works if the relationship is one where. You can say, whisper fight.
Yeah.
Because it would immediately take a little bit of the edge off, make you self-aware. I don't know. It depends on what the fight is. Like, what if you caught her or she caught you or whatever, like, boning someone else?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, what are you doing? You are ruining our lives. Whisper fight. You stupid whore. How dare you?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think in extreme circumstances, you're just not going to get to call for whisper fight.
Mm. Yeah, time and place.
Yeah, no, it's not happening.
This one, my girlfriend says my drive-by touches every time we walk by each other, and that's what we do. That's one of our rules. Make sure we get drive-by touches. That's kind of like what.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in close proximity, if you're within arm's length.
Yeah.
My hand's going to touch you.
Yeah. Feel me up. Come on, let's go.
Pretty much.
Yep. I like that. I'm not. When I'm
yeah, I mean, I
touching
don't
or being
yeah,
touched.
Don't,
not
yeah,
like
not
the
with,
two of us.
Not with no. you guys.
Yeah, but. You don't touch me.
Yeah. I like the concept of what you're saying, and we practice the same thing. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Not like, touch me.
In my home with the person I'm seeing.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move your ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.